Hello, it's me, your friend, Lil B, again, with more historical literature, Greek mythology edition, and because, you know, I don't like things to be easy for myself, I've decided to go straight to 11 on this fucking toy, which ruins me, and, you know, why I know, and because I like to make things more difficult for myself, I'm going to read 3 pages instead of 2 pages, okay, let's start the 5 minutes now, fuck, Jesus Christ. Oh man, why did I decide to do this? Oh god. Okay. Is the first 5 minutes of this just gonna be... And I'm okay to word challenge. It's not. Why? Why? You know? Why did I decide to do this? Oh, because it's fun. Oh god. Okay. I'm okay. Fucking hell, Jesus Christ. Okay. Why did I say I read 3 pages? Why have I already said that? Why have I already committed to it? Okay. Oh God. Oh god, it's only been 2 minutes. Okay, we're okay. Oh god. This is, if anyone wants to know a fun trick, if and when I'm ever being subjected to this, by, you know, not my own choosing. What I do is I multiply by 2 exponentially in my head. So, you know, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048. 4196. H392. 1674. fuck me. 2000. Fuck. Okay, say yes. Oh god. I've also been known to fuck. Recite the alphabet backwards to stretch myself. Allow me to demonstrate. ZYXWVT. SRQPONM. LKJIHG.
Effie, do you see me? A. Well done, Effie. Oh no. Should I be publicly letting my tricks be known? Well, if it helps anybody else, that's good. Oh god, oh god. Okay. Oh fuck me. Do I have any other tricks? I've hypnotized myself before. Oh god. Okay. One more minute. Oh, and then I have to read. I think the reading will help distract what it does, and okay. I'm not okay, but I'm okay. Okay. Oh god. Okay. We're okay. We're gonna start reading now. Allow me to read some of the Adventures of Heracles. Oh, fuck me. Fuck my life. Where is the fucking page? Okay. okay. When Heracles, while Heracles was guarding the cattle of Amphitryon on the lowly slopes of Mount Kithairon, and still ignorant of his high destiny, a strange thing befell him. Oh, fuck me. As he sat alone on the hillside one day, wondering, oh, my thighs are starting to hurt, wondering if he was fated to be a cowherd all his life, or whether it would not be better to become a wild robber of the mountains, he saw two lovely maidens coming towards them. One of them was dressed in simple white and had modest, downcast eyes and a calm, gentle face, from which seemed to shine both goodness and wisdom, but the other wore bright colors and came striding along, glancing boldly about her. Now, my... Okay. Jesus fucking Christ. Now admiring herself, and now looking at others for admiration, she was decked in rich jewels and her face was artfully touched with painted powder. As they drew near to Heracles the second, as if anxious to forestall her companion, pushed eagerly ahead and spoke to him. "Dear Heracles," she said, I'm reading very fast, I know. "I see that you have reached the age where you must choose what kind of life yours is to be, so I have come to you, urge you to take me as your friend and let me guide you on your way. Oh, my thanks." "I promise that if you do, I shall lead you to the most easiest and delightful paths. You shall taste every pleasure, and no troubles or toils shall come near you. Your life shall be passed in the pursuit and enjoyment of pleasant things, with no labor of body or mind, except to please yourself, without the thoughts for the cares of others." Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. She paused, and Heracles said, "Lady, tell me your name." Then she answered softly, "Heracles, those who love me call me Happiness, but my enemies, it is true, have another name, which I do not care to mention." Meanwhile, as I die, the modest maiden had come up, and now she spoke. "I too, noble Heracles, I'm come to offer you a way of life. I know what a wordy line you come from, that you are descended from Perseus, the Gorgons there, and you are yourself the son of Zeus. Okay, I know how well you have learnt all the accomplishments necessary for the path that I trust you will take in my company. Follow me." Hey, did you ever see that meme? You know, the one where it's like, find someone who only wants you for your company, and then it's two stick figures, and it's like, give me your company. And then the other stick figure says, fuck off. Why the fuck did I interrupt myself to do that? Okay, follow me and you will do great deeds and leave a name which will never be forgotten. But you cannot win. You cannot win. What is glorious and excellent in the world without care and labor? The gods give no real good, no true happiness to man on earth on any other terms. If you would bring happiness to others, and here's where I could have stopped if I just did two pages. If you will bring happiness to others and be remembered in Greece, you must strive for the service of Greece, as you well may with your strength and your skill. If you do, you use them rightly, as my companion. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, we're okay, we're okay, we're okay, we're okay. We're okay. As my companion, who is called Vice and Folly, and other such names, do not be misled by her. There is no pleasure and no happiness like those which you earn by strife and labor with the sweat of your brow. Do not believe this foolish girl who is called Virtue interrupted Vice hastily. My way to happiness is short and pleasant. Hers is hard and long, and the end is doubtful. Ah, oh, fuck me. Okay. Come, Heracles, said Virtue quietly. Choose which of us you will follow. Her path leads to easy, worthless pleasures. Worthless pleasures, eh? That grow stale and horrible, and yet are craved after more and more. But follow me through toil and suffering, and the great heritage which Zeus has planned for you. Lady, cried Heracles, I choose your path. Tell me how to set my foot in it, and I will not turn back, however hard it prove, and whatever I have to endure on the way. You have chosen rightly, she said, in her calm and gentle voice. And for the beginning, look, yonder, what is it that disturbs your callous soul? Heracles looked across the valley and saw a great yellow lion nipping down the slope with open jaws towards the cows who fled this way and that, lowing piteously in terror. Fuck me, Jesus Christ. Okay. With a shout of fear. My legs hurt. I'm on fire. With a shout of fury, Heracles sprang to his feet and went charging down the valley and over the other side. By the time he got there, the lion had gone and one of his cows lay dead. I'll kill that lion or perish in the attempt, cried Heracles angrily, and he turned back towards the two maidens, but there was no one to be seen. Heracles returned to Thebes for his brother Iphicles, who took charge of the cattle, and he himself sent out the trail of the lion to its den. Den. He did not succeed in this, however, and after a night and a day on Kithaeron, he came down into a distant valley where dwelt King Thestius with his 50 beautiful daughters. He was welcomed at the palace, and there he stayed for 50 nights. Entertained kindly by the 50 lovely princesses who took it in turns to attend upon the young man, good for him, who spent each day hunting upon the mountain. After 50 days, Heracles at length tracked the great lion to its clearer cave in a dark-smelling evil crevice of the rocks. Armed with a great club of olive wood cut roughly from a tree which he had torn up by its root, Heracles strode boldly into the cave. The great yellow lion came at him, roaring horribly, and Heracles retreated once more. Wait, what? Heracles retreated so as to have more light in the entrance of the cave. He stood at bay, and as the lion left, he struck it on the head with the club, bringing it to the ground where it stood, trembling all over, while its head swayed from side to side from the force of its blow. Heracles struck once more and the great beast lay dead before him. Then he pulled a knife from his belt and tried to skin it, but the hide was too tough, and in vain he sharpened. Okay, we're almost there. Fuck. Okay. In vain he sharpened a knife on a stone and even tried with the stone itself. It was only when he had cut out one of the terrible claws that he had an instrument keen enough for the task. When the skin was off. This is the last, sentence. When the skin was off, Heracles dried and cured it carefully and wore it ever afterwards, tied over his shoulders and round his waist, with a shelp over his head like a helmet, so that it served both as clothing and armor. Oh god. Oh my. Shout out to Heracles. Shout out to Vices. Oh, fuck me. Shout out to Satisfyer, the company. Shout out to me. Good job, me. I hope this was educational. Bye.